Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st century talk for a no-bullshit world. Because who doesn't want to cut through all the Mr. Right Nows to find their ideal soulmate? Right, Jen?
Absolutely.
Oh, say hello to our co-host today, life coach and relationship expert, Jennifer Gaynor-Yaker.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Jen. You could check out Jen's interview. Had her on September 23rd. Really good show, Jen.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, we had some fun. And you got a cool background. Also, hypnotherapist.
I am a hypnotherapist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you've done some past life regression as well.
I have, as of late. I absolutely have. Very, very interesting.
Well, we might not be talking a lot about past lives today, but you are going to be talking about dating. So we're going to open up the phone lines. You guys know the number. It's 818-6. Get their ideas.
I'm boiling over with curiosity.
Boiling over. I got a couple good ones.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
what are those?
We're going to wait. We're going to wait.
Oh, man.
We're going to wait. Let's get through the beginning of the show first. And in case you missed yesterday's, Troy, Titus Adams, and I were here reviewing. It was Movie Mondays, remember? So we reviewed Keanu Reeves' new action thriller, John Wick. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Not yet. Okay. Well, you should listen to yesterday's and decide whether or not you'd like to go see it. Troy and I differed on our thumbs. We give it 1, 2, or 3 thumbs. We had a little difference of opinion, but really liked it.
How many thumbs did you give it?
I gave it 2 thumbs.
Oh, okay.
She gave it 1 thumb.
Oh.
Mm. So
better
we averaged
than no thumbs.
Well, she started at a half a thumb, and I think she she reevaluated.
You talked her up a half a thumb.
I talked her up, how to get her up. And you want to listen to that, check out the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. Also, my website, richtola.com. And, you know, Jen, on the website, we have some newness called Rich Picks.
Rich Picks. What are Rich Picks, Rich?
Rich Picks. Went through 40 shows for the past 2 months and picked out, you know, 2-minute clips, some of the highlights from some of the cool shows, a lot of current events, a lot of funny stuff, Get Your Shit Together awards. So check it out under Rich Picks.
You know, I have to ask you if I made that cut.
You did make the cut.
Woo-hoo!
You're in there.
Fabulous.
Oh, I better go check and make sure. No, I think.
Yeah, you might want to check on that one.
I better check on that one. No, we have about, I don't know, 18 or 20 picks, so they're kind of cool. But on that note, let's talk about what happened today in history. I like this. A couple of these. You know, in 1492, we know Christopher Columbus sailed the blue, right? But he also discovered Cuba and claimed it for Spain.
Mm.
Yeah, he discovered Haiti, Dominican, but he didn't really discover America. Well, who knows? But, 1492, and now in 1858, this is pretty cool, R.H. Macy and Company opened its first store on 6th Avenue in New York City.
That's an important date.
Important date. Macy's.
Good friend. We have one across the street from us.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Angele over there working for Macy's. And guess what their gross receipts were for that day?
What were their gross receipts?
$11.06.
Hey, you know, back then, $11.06
was huge.
Right?
1958. It's $11. That's huge. And then a few years later, about 30 or so, 1886, Statue of Liberty was dedicated by the U.S. presidential, well, he was the president, Grover Cleveland. And it was celebrated by the first ticker tape parade in the city. Kind of like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, who knew? Well, give a shout out. Happy birthday. Richest man in the world, Bill Gates. I'm not sure if he's the richest man in the world. He's definitely the richest man in the United States. He's 59 today. Born in 1955. Julia Roberts. She's awesome. She's 47. And Charlie Daniels. Remember? Remember Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Yeah, I know the song, but I can't say I've heard of the name Charlie Daniels before.
Really?
No.
Yeah. He's kind of interesting
looking
song, guy.
Yeah,
he was C-78. Yeah, it's a cool song. Everyone down to Georgia, check it out.
Did he have any other songs that came out?
You know, I have no idea. I think he was a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Maybe not back in the day. I remember the boots, and it was kind of like the 80s, I think, when that song came out. Devil went down to join in.
It's like a wedding bar mitzvah dance song.
You kind of bounce around, stomp your feet, right?
Right, they always play that song.
Yeah, they do. Well, anyway. Let's go around the globe for the latest news. Calling this first one, Restless in Seattle. Remember Sleepless in Seattle?
I remember Sleepless in Seattle.
Well, maybe this should be Outraged in Seattle. This is interesting. The Seattle Times expressed outrage yesterday after a report revealed the FBI had created fake news. Well, they created a fake news story mimicking the paper to catch a suspect behind the multiple high school bomb threats in 2007. Yeah, check it out. The false news story was posted on a fake webpage, quote, in the style of the Seattle Times, along with an Associated Press byline, in order to track down this young suspect involved in bomb threats to Timberline High School. Okay? Now, this link, it was a link that was sent to this suspect's MySpace account. When he clicked on it, it would provide the FBI with further information and details. Okay? This tactic led to an identification and an arrest of a 15-year-old Josh Glazebrook, who pleaded guilty to the bomb threats. Now, what's going on? Why is the Times? They're all up in arms.
What is that?
Yeah, the American Civil Liberties Union calling it irresponsible, right? Seattle Times editor Kathy Best said, not only does that cross a line, it erases it. Well, let me tell you. The FBI said it's very rare. It's a very rare circumstance that they're trying to prevent a tragic event like Mayersville High School, which we talked about yesterday. So, I don't know about you. I mean, look, the FBI could do whatever the hell they want. And they're trying to protect citizens of the United States, right? So, okay. They do something that's, all right. They're mimicking whatever the paper. Hey, they caught this kid. And they're trying to protect us. So what's wrong with that, right? Yeah, I kind of understand what the newspaper's doing. But what do you think?
Well, I'm just a little confused. Why did they need to create a fake website? What was the purpose of that?
Well, it wasn't a fake website. It was like a page with an article, and it kind of mimicked it looked like the paper, right? So I guess they wanted the kid. Maybe the kid was from Seattle. They thought he would click on it and get information about the kid.
Did that work?
It worked.
Okay. Well, then, you know.
It worked. So, hey, okay, I understand what they're saying is maybe you shouldn't be plagiarizing, or maybe there's some copyright issues. But anyway, the good news is it's helping protect society. So, I don't know. Right. I got to read more about this. You guys can check it out on the internet. I just read that this morning. I just thought, why are they getting up in arms in Seattle when there's all sorts of people dying? And this kid shot 4 people, 6 people. Yes, it's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, you have to look at intentions. That's the way I look at things. So
here we go. Life coach. What are your intentions? It's like dating. Your intentions just to get in your pants. Forget it, ladies. Don't let them. Well, unless you want to just hook up. And we'll get to that.
It's all about intentions.
It's all about intentions. Good intentions. All right. Second story. Calling this, it's a bird. It's a plane. what are we talking about? This is a new aircraft design concept showing a possible passenger plane of a not too distant future. It's a windowless plane. Check it out. Now, this is designed by Center for Process Innovation, CPI, out of the UK. They said the entire aircraft is one giant window. Well, why are they calling it one giant window? Because they're going to be using all of the walls as kind of like a window. They're going to be projecting onto it. Now, why are they doing this? They say the planes are lighter, more practical, less carbon CO2 emissions, cost effective and efficient. So basically, they're basically saying we're going to save money and make travel less expensive if we don't have any windows. And now what we can do is they're going to put cameras outside the plane that's going to give you the feel of that you are outside. So the whole plane is going to be projected like it's one big window. It's like a thrilling, thrilling and frightening views of the world, they're saying, as you got all these giant displays highlighting landmarks, providing important flight information. But guess what else it could do?
What else can it do, Rich?
Well, advertisements.
Of course.
Could you imagine sitting in your seat now and getting bombarded with advertisements? Come on, I want to look outside. Leave me alone. I'm sitting by the window. Well, they're saying this is a reality in 10 years, that they're going to have a plane that, what do you think about that? No windows.
Well, it reminds me of that story that came out, and it's still debatable whether it was true or not, that Richard Branson was going to have glass-bottom planes. I don't know if you heard that, but he was supposedly creating a glass-bottom plane, so as you're flying, you could look down, which I thought sounded pretty cool, personally, but I don't know about those ads.
I don't know about those. You know, he's got the Dreamliner. He's got that big, big plane.
Is that what that is?
Well, that one doesn't have glass bottom, but he definitely has a plane now replacing the Boeing 767s. I read about that. I didn't make the story today, but yeah, he flew. I think yesterday was the first flight. It's like a jumbo, like a jumbo jet, but even bigger than the ones they make now.
He does some interesting things.
Definitely does. He's the man. Speaking of that, let's move over to next story. Calling this Let Him Eat Cake. Chocolate, that is.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, today's National Chocolate Day.
Yay!
Day to celebrate all things chocolate. And for those who don't know, you know, well, this is what they say. Chocolate is a vegetable.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you first. Chocolate comes from the seed of the tropical plant. It's called Theobroma. Well, it's a tree. Theobroma coca tree.
Right.
So it comes from the seed of the tree. And it's grown in Mexico, Central America, and Northern South America. All right, it's got to be fermented to develop the flavor because it's very bitter. And then they do all sorts of things with it, melt it down, and voila, there's your chocolate, which they say is a vegetable because it comes out of this tree. I don't know, but...
Well, there's a lot of, you know, like raw foodists, a lot of health food people, they say the cocoa bean itself is healthy. It's just the stuff that they mix in it that, you know, can be debatable about its health benefits. So I have heard that a lot.
Heard that. Chocolate's debatable. Well, it's an unofficial national holiday started by the National Confectioners Association. There's no specific date as to when they started it.
I just want to make up a holiday. I think I want to make up National Life Coaching Day. I think that would be
good. That would be a good one.
Because everybody just makes, it seems like everybody makes up holidays to promote themselves. So I think I'm going to do that.
Make it up. And you were, I remember back at your interview, you were chocolate. You were a chocolate.
Yeah,
fan.
I'm definitely a chocoholic, no doubt.
In the Fast Five.
I've always said I'll give up any food for health except chocolate.
I'm not giving that up either. I love chocolate.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's move on here. Calling this Annie Up, you video junkies. What are we? There's a cool one. Google's YouTube. Well, this has been around for a while. Is working on a paid subscription business model, right, where they're going to charge. Well, it's a big change from the advertise-only approach that they've... turned this site, everybody knows it's the largest online video website. But now they're talking about a drastic change in the revenue model. And it's been rumored for years now that they're going to do this and compete with Netflix, Hulu, Spotify, Pandora. So I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking, but they're saying we're going to give the users choices here, right? And they didn't say anything about how much it'll cost, but basically this new service is going to be without advertising. So you'll be clicking on. That's actually kind of like that, right? You got to sit through these ads before you see the videos. So.
That's true.
Yeah. So they're saying they're gonna be doing that pretty soon. I don't know. That's kind of interesting. What do you think?
Well, as a YouTube user, I think I prefer it because right now, if you go to any of my videos on YouTube, they have ads on them. And at one point they said, oh, if there's that thing they do, well, oh, we'll give you ad sharing and you get some of the profits. But I have yet to see that. So I'd prefer to not have the ads.
I have that too. You know what they say? I think it's 10,000 views, you get $9.
Oh.
So have you more? I have like 100,000 views. I think they sent me like, I'm serious. They did send me money. Wow. They did. At some point, I got paid. So
okay. Yeah. Well, good to know that that wasn't all talk.
It's not all talk. You definitely get paid if you're in there. But I mean, I have, yeah, you're right there. You got to sit through those ads. Well, right now, YouTube does offer a paid subscription on a limited sale. On a limited scale. It allows content creators to charge for access to videos they post. So I haven't paid for anything yet on that site. Have you? You never paid?
No, I've paid for other sites, but not YouTube.
Kind of like it though, giving you the option. Hey, if you don't want to sit through, why not? If it costs you $5-$10, who knows? People would spend the money, I think.
Probably.
They should do that. Give you choices. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to our last story here called Toto. I'm feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Who said that?
That would be Dorothy.
You got it. Well, I want to give a shout out. Good luck to all the San Francisco Giants fans and the Kansas City Royals fans. We're game 6 of the World Series tonight in Kansas City. San Fran is leading the Royals 3-2 in the best of 7-game series. You guys been watching. So they're going to be, they're going to be having a good time over there. Jake Peavy, 33-year-old pitcher for the San Francisco Giants, is going to be facing Yordano Ace Ventura. 23-year-old. So, do we go with age over youth? I think so. Peavy's awesome. San Fran's gonna do it in six. What do you think?
I think that you're asking a person who spends her time doing other things than watching sport. And I know you're a baseball player, so I'd have to say that I actually have respect for that. And I actually used to play baseball as a kid, and I like playing sports, but I don't really like watching them. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is interesting. Well, baseball is not the most exciting sport to watch, I will say that. If you understand it, especially the pitching, it's more exciting, but it's kind of boring.
I did see Kirk Gibson hit his winning home run in the World Series umpteen years ago. Right, that was pretty awesome.
Kind of limped around the bases.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was really awesome.
There you go. Well, it should be fun tonight. Game six. Check it out, guys. And on that note, we're going to whip it over to the Get Your Shit Together Award. You know, we like to do this every show, give out an award. You know, yesterday we gave the award out to the whole universe, all the listeners.
Yeah. Said, and how did that go over?
How did that go? I don't know. No one's called in about that. But we basically said, find something in your life. Everybody has a little something. I mean, that's what you
say. We all have something.
We all have something that we can really get that compartment in a little better order. Don't you agree?
Sure. Absolutely.
Mm. Right. I'm going to tell you about something happened to me yesterday, too. I got a phone call. Now, let me give the award first before we get into this.
All right.
Phone call about some 28-year-old. Well, her friend called me. She just got married and said, friends all up in arms think she married the wrong guy 3 weeks into the relationship.
Yikes. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that because you better give her some advice anyway. And yeah, not that you should care what other people think, but from what I understand, this girl's family or best friend, nobody likes this guy. He's a mama's boy.
Hmm.
Yeah, don't be a mama's.
Well, I probably have a different perspective than most people on that.
We're going to get to that right after this. Here we go. This is called, well, I don't know what I'm going to call this. I'm going to call this Do What You Say, which most people don't, unfortunately. This is a single mom, okay, Shanisha Taylor. She's 35 years old. She was arrested for leaving her children, a six-month-old and a two-year-old, in a hot car while she went for a job interview, okay? She missed the court-imposed deadline to set up a trust for them because what happened was this lady, she was crying when she took her mugshot. Okay, now let's take a look here. The witness found the baby crying, and the car was over 100 degrees, sweating profusely. So they called the cops. That's how they found this lady. The kids are in the car in an SUV, right? So anyway, they put a mugshot up on this lady. She ends up getting $114,000 in donations from strangers after the picture of her crying. All right, this was in March. She was in Scottsdale, Arizona. She gets all these donations. So part of the deal to avoid felony child abuse, because that's basically what she did, she agreed to establish a trust and put $60,000 of the money, which is about half of it. She still had $54,000 left to spend, right? $60,000 was going to go to her kids, $30,000 for education and $30,000 for child care. So that's what she says, agrees to this, okay? So then, guess what? Did she do it? No. And then what she tells the judge is she still hasn't found the job that she may need to tap into the money. Okay. So the judge is like, okay, that's fine. Well, here's what you'd like to do, miss. Okay? Miss, get your shit together. We want to see that you didn't make any large purchases, any big purchases, right? Was she going to buy a car, whatever? Maybe she, who knows what she's doing with the money. But they said, we'd like to see your bank account just to make sure you're not spending, you know, that you are using the money to survive, et cetera. Well, she says, well, guess what? All the money is in her mom's bank account. Doesn't think her mom wants to show the judge her bank account. Hey, lady, you got to get your shit together. Because now she wants to renege and says, now, oh, I'd like to make the $60,000. Can we make it $35,000? Okay. This lady, Shanisha, whatever, you got to get your shit together because first of all, you agreed to the deal. And the reason why you got off the child abuse charge is because you agreed to the deal. Now you want to renege on the deal. Why? What you do? Blow the money? Just spend the money? What the hell are you spending the money? Big purchases, drugs, who knows what this lady's doing? But to me, that's all bullshit. They should subpoena the records and go look at the bank accounts. And if the lady does something wrong, they should whack her with the charge. I mean, that's what I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you on that one.
There you go. Oh, I like that.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I mean, they gave her the chance. It was very clear. Doesn't sound like there was any miscommunication. And you know, she should be at least, at very least, accountable for where that those that money went.
It's a lot of money, $114,000 yeah. in donations. Yeah. People are giving you the money to help you out with your family, miss. Not going out and spending money on whatever the hell you're spending exactly. money on, right?
Exactly.
You know what? This is what people do. I mean, that frustrates me. Do what you say or else don't say it. Why do we want to put those words out into the universe? And we're going to talk about this with your background, especially because what you're all about, and let's move right into the whole dating world. I mean, what you're about is, well, Jen, you specialize in helping conscious. I like that. As opposed to the dead singles, like this lady's probably brain dead, conscious singles who are tired of the dating treadmill. I like that. It's like you're like on a wheel.
Right.
And you're frustrated because you just can't find the right partner. And you want to find your ideal mate. Everybody's looking for that, right?
That's right.
So how do we go about doing that? And anybody wants to give a call, you know, 818-602-4929. You can ask Jen anything you want. Ask me anything you want, too. But how does somebody go about, all right, finding their ideal soulmate?
It's a good question, and it's one that I've lived through and helped lots of other people through. And there are steps, and the first step is getting really clear on what you want. And my perspective on dating is that that is what dating is for. You know, dating isn't, yeah, of course, ultimately you want to find your ideal mate, but you can use dating as an opportunity to just get really clear on what it is that you want. You know, a lot of people go into dating and they make it mean something like, you know, oh, this person didn't call me back, you know, and they might make it mean something about them. And I just really encourage people to just let go of that. One of my beliefs that there's no such thing as rejection. There's only the wrong fit. So use dating to help you get clear on what person you want. What type of person you want, you know, I know that I discovered through my process of dating, like I like guys who meditate, you know, my husband's a meditator. So you can use dating as an opportunity to go, okay, this works for me. That doesn't work for me. This definitely doesn't work for me. This is a non-negotiable, you know, I must absolutely have someone who is like this and I definitely don't want this. So I encourage people to just use dating as an opportunity to get really clear on your preferences. And then, because as the saying goes, knowing what you want is half the battle. So I try to encourage people, don't make dating mean so much. Just use it as an experimentation and an opportunity to learn about yourself.
Okay, let me ask you. Sure. I like that. So when you get done, finish with a date, come home, you think you should like write some things down? I mean, I'm thinking you should come back and write down like what I liked about this person, what I didn't like about the, does that help?
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah, I had, it's cliche, but I did have a list. I was somewhat flexible with my list, but I got really clear on certain things that were really important to me. Like I knew for beyond a shadow of a doubt, I needed someone honest. Like if you're not going to be straight up with me, I don't even want to be your friend. Like that's how I am. Like if you right. can't be honest, that is like for me, the basis of any relationship is honesty. So I knew way at the top of my list was honest. So if I saw anyone exhibiting any signs of dishonesty, I knew to just set them, you know, bless them, but set them free. And so that was, and then, you know, sometimes you come home. I mean, I dated a few guys who meditated and I was like, you know, I really gel with these guys who take the time to unwind and de-stress. So they're not a, you know, big, as my husband would say, a big stress freak at the end of the day. Like, I like that. I like a guy who has good energy. So I started to put that higher and higher up on the list. Like guy who meditates, huge priority, that kind of thing. So
got to have the list.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah. So I would encourage you, you know, you go on a date. And you maybe you find a quality you really like about this person. Maybe they have a really positive attitude or they take care of themselves and you want that. Put it on your list and just keep working that list until it gets to a place where it feels like, yeah, this is really what I want. Because that way when you meet the right person, it'll be so much easier to know to kind of look at your list and go, do they have these things? Now, that being said, I also encourage people to be open to surprise because your partner, as I mentioned on the last show, may not look anything like what you expect. You may think that, you know, you always like tall, leggy blondes, and all of a sudden, you know, for you, you know, it might be a totally different type. I can say that that was true for me. Like, my husband does not look like anybody else I've ever dated, but the chemistry was there, and that's the important thing. So I would encourage people to go a little more general in terms of like writing down, we have good chemistry, as opposed to like outlining a specific, you know, getting overly specific, because you may be pleasantly surprised and it may not be what you expect.
Well, it's funny that you say that because just this weekend, without mentioning any names, I had this gal do some work for the show, and she's in the 20s range, right? She was telling me, oh, there's a little something going by. We're in Sherman Oaks, folks. You know, we're live. So, what's going on? I don't think that's coming to us. But so she says to me, Jewish gal, and she says, we're talking, she was single, whatever. And she says, oh, no, I'm waiting for the perfect guy. I said, oh, what's the perfect guy? She goes, well, he's 6 foot tall, he's Jewish, he's dark hair, he has blue eyes. She starts rattling off the list of what the exterior was.
Yeah.
I said, okay, does he make a lot of money? I said, she goes, oh, yeah, he definitely makes a lot of money. I said, so you don't have to work. You can kind of have to raise the family and all that business. I said, yeah. I said, what happens if the guy's like 5'8"?
Right.
She says, well, you know, I like tall guys. I said, well, that's great, but what happens if he's 5'8"? You know, it was right. Like kind of like, are you going to scratch him off the list? Suppose he has all the other. But she was definitely kind of fixated. Now, this is someone 28 fixated on external. And yeah. I'm like, well, wait a minute. What about, you just said honesty. That was not on her list.
Right.
No, she didn't have. So another thing I'm going to say, add to what you just said, Jen, is that if you go out with a guy, let's say in your example, honesty, and you see the guy bullshitting. I actually went on a date. I'll give you a talk about honesty. Went on a date this past month with a gal. And we'll talk about that on the first date. It was a lousy first date. It was the only date we had. Because she's there talking about, she's going through something at work. Okay, so she's telling me how she wants to deal with work. And she's kind of creating, she says, this is what I'm going to say. And it's a lie. And then she's talking about her car. And then this is what I'm going to tell the dealer, which is a lie. Then she's, so the third thing, I said, whoa, wait a minute, honey. I said, you just told me three lies. I said, which I couldn't even keep track of. I said, so every time you tell a lie, you have to keep track of what you lied about. Okay? You're going to tell your work. Why don't you just tell the truth? I said, what's so bad about the truth? She goes, well, then I won't get what I want. I'm like, ugh.
Well, so from a life coaching perspective, that's just a belief. She has a belief that if she tells the truth, she won't get what she wants. She just spelled it out for you. So, you know, if I was working with her, I might want to, you know, help her reframe that and come up with something a little more positive. But so my question for you, though, you can't control her. So my question for you is, Rich, now what are you going to do? Knowing honesty, exactly.
What I'm doing is nothing. Lose her number. I didn't even get her number. I'm like, no, I'm not. Right. No, I mean, this is what I say. You go on the one date. I used to do you guys can read about that in my memoir, but I used to go on the 6 dates, 6 weeks. I mean, I used to give them, well, didn't matter. And then early on, he'd date them for whatever and cheat on them. But no, then I got into, let's keep it short and sweet. If you don't know, 6 dates or 6 weeks, right. I mean, you got to know or else you're going to waste your time. So ladies, if you're out there with a guy and he's Mr. Right Now and you know it deep down inside, don't waste any more time with this guy. Don't keep going on dates because he's taking you to a fun place. I mean, that's what I would do. I was in New York City, big swinging, you know, whatever. I'd go out, spend a lot of money, take him away on the weekend. Every weekend I was going somewhere else, some bed and breakfast. Didn't matter. I wasn't the right guy for them, but they went. Why? Well, it was a good time. Girl was, hey, didn't have to spend any money, nice dinner. That's all bullshit. Let it go. Don't stay with this guy. I mean, I was Mr. Wrong, but yeah. The ladies would keep going because, you know, they're having a good time. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, keep in mind, and I totally understand your point of view because, you know, obviously as a man, you're probably paying for the dates and initiating. So it's a lot of effort on your part. And I empathize with that. That's, you know, it's like guys don't have it easy. You know, I don't think it's like girls or guys have it easy in dating. I think there's challenges for either gender or, you know, even in the non-straight world, there's challenges. And basically, I would say to that, you know, just keep in mind because, you know, certainly, I don't want you to waste your time or money, but just keep in mind that it can take women a little longer. Like men, my experience from what I've seen both in my own life and in other people's lives, men know. Like my husband was telling one of his buddies surfing that I was the one before we even met in person. He's like, if we have chemistry, this is it. And I'm sitting there going, well, he seems really cool. So keep in mind that it can take women a little longer. Like it took me about a month, which isn't that long, but it took me a month to go, yeah, he's the one. So keep in mind that women, you know, we're a little more reserved. You know, there's great guys out there, but as you know, there's also guys who are, you know, not looking for relationships out there. So women tend to get a little more reserved, right? And so just keep in mind, it may take a woman a little longer, and she may not be doing it on purpose. She might not be like trying to mess with you. She may just sort of be feeling you out, and then at some point she realizes it's not a match. And, you know, so just keep that in mind. I don't want you to get your, you know, get upset every time, because it could just be that she doesn't actually know yet. She's right. Still trying to find her feelings around it.
And that's maturity. For a guy who's mature, who's evolved, I mean, in the younger days and when I was immature, yeah, you didn't really give him a lot of time to figure it out, you know. But as you get older, guys, and you get mature and you know what you want, you're right, though. Guys kind of know pretty quick.
Yeah.
They're that excited about her. thinking about her.
Yeah.
We know.
You know.
We're on it.
Matt, it's amazing. Yeah. I think it's a, I am blown away by men's ability to know when they see the right woman. It's like a honing, it's like a laser. I mean, it's like a honing device. It's like a pigeon, you know, being magnetically drawn to the right place. It's just like they know. And I think it's really touching, actually. I think it's kind of cool. Like, I've just seen this where the guy's like, she's the one. And I'm like, how do you know? They're like, I just know. And I think that women get that sometimes, but I think it is so clear when a man knows. And so, ladies, on that note, if a guy tells you, and this is one of the things I have to work with all the time, if a guy tells you he's not sure, take it at face value. Men are a lot more honest than you give them credit for. Don't try. If a guy says, I don't know, and I'm not sure about a commitment, I wouldn't.
That means no.
Right, Rich? Isn't that what that means?
No, that means no. It's kind of like a gal saying, you know, where you want to have sex. She says, maybe later. That means no.
Well, let not me, necessarily.
Well, don't give not me that. I have too many experiences with the maybe later. Not tonight, is it? Maybe later means no, not today.
Well, it could be that they're focused on something else at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I mean, obviously, if you get that, you know, eight times in a row, you might want to look at that. But I'm just
reevaluate.
But if you're with a girlfriend and it's a maybe later, maybe you could find out what needs to occur, because maybe there needs to be certain conditions. You know, women are, you know, men, correct me.
Ready
if I'm
all
wrong,
the time.
Ready all the time. Women, we kind of need certain conditions. You know, it's right. Like we need to feel safe and, you know, we need to be relaxed. And so just consider
need to be
men.
Drunk or, no.
Well, for some women, that helps them get relaxed. Know. But, you know, there are things that men can do to help a woman be more, you know this, I know you know this intuitively, but you know, there are things that men can do to help a woman be more ready. And that's one of the things I'd love to work with people on, because I think that it's you know, this could all be solved with more understanding of how the opposite sex operates. You know, if we really get a better, if women and men get a better understanding of each other, we can have a lot more, not to go to my cliche word here, but have a lot more conscious and happy partnerships. Because
but that's a big if. When you say if,
well, yeah, men,
you, it, that's it, a big if.
Well, there's a requirement, and the requirement is that you have two people that are willing to be conscious, right? Willingness. It's
correct.
About the willingness. Right. Yeah,
got to be open to it.
Right.
Got to be open to it, and you have to be conscious of being conscious.
Yeah, right.
You got to get your shit together and be conscious of it. No, you do. You do. And for guys out there, in case you need a little help, I did do this one. Get your shit together, all right? It's called Don't Be a Creep. That's episode number 14. No, I mean,
okay.
Don't be a guy who's just a creepy guy on does stupid things. Yeah, you got to go listen to this one. This guy went out with a friend of mine.
This is another show that you did?
This was a show. I did Get Your Shit Together. I did 30 episodes, right? Number 14. This is true. It happened to a good friend of mine. She went on a date with a guy. She'd known him a couple times. Anyway, they went on a date, first date. The guy says he's got to stop back at his place to pick up something. They were going to a movie, dinner, a movie.
Yeah, I have to stop at my place.
Go back to her place and check this out. A guy goes into the bathroom. They're drunk anyway, which is another, you know, drink and drive and whatever. The guy comes out of the bathroom nude with a baggie wrapped around his Johnson.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah,
and the girl's like, what the? She started laughing. The guy's like, well, I didn't have any condoms, so I didn't think you'd sleep with me if I was... Yeah, and he was serious.
Wow.
That, some jackass.
Yeah, that's...
That's a creep.
That don't do that, guy.
Yeah, she left. She, like, called a cab and hightailed it out of there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think you're right, though. You want to be clear as to what you're looking for, and if it takes going on dates to do it, but don't be a serial dater. I knew a serial dater in New York City. I knew a lot of them. That remember when this was probably... Well, this was in the 90s when all those dating sites were kind of hitting the market.
Right.
This girl, five nights a week. That was her program. Monday through Friday, she went out with a different guy. And on the weekend, she would go out with one of the guys that she kind of sort of liked. Went out and she took one day off. Six dates. Now, 2 years of that, nothing. Slept with a couple of them, maybe a bunch of them. Who knows? But nothing came out of it because she wasn't clear as to what she wanted. So she would be all over the board, and you got to be vigilant, right? You got to say, hey, if I want honesty and the guy's lying to you, you got to, that guy, next.
Yeah, so there's, may I offer you a different perspective?
Okay.
Okay, so I totally hear what you're saying, and absolutely, yeah, I mean, I could see from a man or a woman's perspective that if you know that the person you're on a date with has gone out with, you know, six other people that week. That might be a little disconcerting. I guess from the empathetic point of view, I would say that there are people, and I'm saying this because I was absolutely one of them, that don't want to be serial daters, and just don't know why. They just really don't understand why they haven't manifested Mr. or Mrs. Right. Like, they really actually want to find the right partner. And that really goes back to what we talked about last time, programming. You know, sometimes people may, you know, just wanting, you know, people always go, well, I want this so bad, why don't I have it? Well, you know, there's different angles that need to be covered. Not just wanting isn't always, it's a great start, but isn't always the full picture. So you have to look into your programming and what's going on inside that maybe, you know, like we talked about, having a split of energy. You want that committed relationship, but deep down you're scared that it means you'll get hurt again, or you'll lose your freedom, or you'll get sick, or whatever. I mean, I've seen any number of combinations of this. So that's a lot of the work that I do with people, is helping them uncover the real reasons why they're not manifesting their ideal partner. Because it's not just about wanting. Like, how many people out there right now, maybe some of you callers can call in, how many of you out there right now that want to be in a relationship and just have no idea why you have not met the person? I mean, I know that story because I was that story.
You were that story, but you did the work to get to
it. I did do the work. And that's, you know, it's, to me, consciousness is about the willingness. You know, I mean, yeah, it's not like you're willing and then all of a sudden you're conscious. But to me, being conscious starts with being willing to sort of look at the bigger picture and look inside and not just, you know, go on the dating treadmill. Because, I mean, I can say from my own experience with that, it gets really tiring. Like, at some point, I just stopped dating. I'm like, I'm done. Like, I'm done dating.
I did that.
You did that?
I did that.
And how'd that work out?
That was awesome.
Oh, okay.
I just truly just had to clear everything out. Just
that's great.
I'm not attracting who I want. And then in the past, I will say, just the past couple of months, I started dating again, or at least kind of poking around.
How's it going?
No pun intended. I'm going back to not dating, I think. Not too good.
You know, I think a lot of people do that. They go in cycles because, you know, it takes time and energy. Whether you're a man or a woman, you know, when you're a man, you may likely, not always, but may end up, you know, paying for the date, initiating the date. But there's a lot going on for the women, too. I mean, we have to get the right outfit, you know. I mean, there's a lot that goes on. It's expensive for women to date, too, but just for different reasons.
Right. It's simpler. I mean, right now, for me, it's simpler not to, but, you know, it's always... I'd like to. So I walked by a gal last night. So this is like the old me and the new me. It's kind of interesting. I should have went back to the old me. Snooze, you lose, guys, right? So I'm walking. I taught a class last night. I'm coming home, and I'm all sweaty. You know, I'm in my mind, you know, yoga class. So I'm kind of like, I'm walking down the street. Next thing you know, like 20 yards ahead of me, there's this woman. We caught eyes from 20 yards away. And you know, you just... And she was smiling, and I was smiling, and we kind of kept eye contact until she, like, went by me.
Okay.
Now, back in the day, I would have just, boom, stopped and turned around and ran after this gal. I don't know. Something like, you know, part of me where I am now, it's like, I kept going. Thought about it when I got to the light. I'm thinking, well, if I see her again, universe, meant to be. Mm-hmm. I kind of go there. Nice. I'm like, okay, not in a rush to run back there. Back in the day, I'd be all over that.
Yeah. Sure.
So I'm like, you know what? Let it go if it's meant to be, because I'm in this place where, I mean, it'd be great to meet the right gal, but I don't want to waste 1 minute of my time with the wrong. I went on that date. I'm telling you, that date lasted an hour. I was with that gal for an hour. Said those three things, and I said to her, guess what? I got to go back to work.
Good for you.
I mean, got to go back to work. I can't spend any time with you. Sorry. Yeah. It was nice. So I get together. I said, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because what's the point? Just be nice, be positive, be open. That whole thing, honesty, let me tell you something. That's got to be number one on everybody's list, right?
Well, you would think. Better be up you would there. Think, you know, again, as you know, some people aren't, you know, maybe younger people aren't clear on their priorities because they don't have a ton of experience with someone who's dishonest. I mean, I think anyone who's had someone dishonest can quickly hone a preference for honesty, right? I mean, it kind of puts that on the, we'll bring it higher on the list. So, and that's what I was talking about, is just using dating as experiences. And, you know, obviously, I mean, if you're a person who values honesty, you're going to think automatically, oh, how could anyone not even, you know, how could anyone not have honesty at the top of their list? But, you know, everybody's got their priorities and people are still finding what their preferences are, and it's all good. You know, one other thing I wanted to tell you in terms of what you were talking about when, you know, not running after that girl. I love that sort of allowing attitude. And one of my beliefs that I adopted before I met my husband was that you can't miss your soulmate. It's not like you can like if you walk by the street and that was the person, if that's really the person you're meant to be with, the universe will bring you back together with them. She'll show up in your yoga class. You'll that's bump right. into her at Whole Foods.
Made in Heaven. You right? see that movie? With Kelly McGillis back in the day? Oh, great.
Was that what that was about?
That was about, yeah, finding her. Well, he found her up in heaven. Timothy Hutton found her up in heaven. Well, you got to watch it. It's kind of interesting. He dies and he goes to heaven and then they send everybody back. So it's, well, talk about past life. Ooh, that's right. A whole nother. We're going to have you on for another show because I am really big. And Nora Miller, I'm going to get her to call in. She's a past life specialist, but yeah, maybe like December.
Fascinating.
By the way, what's going on? This book's coming out in December. Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life Part 2.
Yeah, you know, someone who sees my Facebook updates asked me to contribute to a book. She gave me a whopping four days.
four days to get it done?
I had 4 days to write this 10-page chapter. Ooh. And I just hunkered down because I had the intention of getting published soon. And I'm doing a writer's workshop in a week or two, and she asked me to contribute. And I thought, you know, when you ask the universe for something and it gives you, receive it.
Say yes. So I hunkered down
and I wrote the chapter. Luckily, it's a topic that I have written about before and talk about frequently. So it's not like I had to go do a bunch of research or something. I just had to put the words on paper. But yeah, that will be coming out in December, and I will have it for sale on my website. And I think there's like 20 different relationship coaches contributing to the book. So
cool. I think, do you know the name of your chapter? You can't say.
I forgot. I'm just being very authentic with you because I'm about honesty. Yeah, I think it's how to make a man fall madly in love with you and stay that way. Something along those lines. Ooh. It's for women. And I'm not going to give away too much, but I'll say there's definitely a lot about honesty and authenticity in that chapter.
Nice.
So that's what that chapter is about. It's something along those lines. I came up with it. Like I said, I had 4 days, so I was just writing there on the fly here. But that book is coming out in December. I will have it available for sale on my website.
On consciousdatingandrelating.com.
Yes. And I also have a free gift for your listeners today. May I share?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. So for those of you that are looking for the right partner and have tried what you feel are all the traditional routes and are frustrated and think maybe it's time to try something different, I wrote a report called 7 Steps to Manifesting Your Beloved. And it's a little different than most of the books and things out there. And it talks about how to manifest your partner from the inside instead of just taking those action steps and being on the dating treadmill. And it's an approach of how to go within and become an absolute magnet for your partner. So you can go to consciousdatingandrelating.com and there'll be a little email pop-up and you just join. And don't worry about my assistant put the thing about a subscription. You're not going to have a subscription. I'm not going to sell your emails. I'm not going to send you a million emails. You'll just get the report downloaded. I may send you some updates here and there, but you're not going to get a gazillion emails. So. Right.
Well, that's good. Check it out, because if you are, you definitely want to look inside yourself, do the work, and you'll find the right person. I mean, that's I believe that.
Hey, if I can do it. Like I always say, if I can do it, and I was the poster child for dating treadmill, so.
It's like anything. I stopped drinking. If I could do it, it's the same thing. You find the right person, you can do it. Don't give up on it.
Yeah.
Don't give up on yourself. And that's what happens when people give up on themselves. Then they start taking actions that, well, they're going to be detrimental to your health, maybe what you look like, you're going to be eating, drinking, who knows, because a lot of people, they're, you know, sitting home, right?
Yeah.
These women are not going, getting asked out on dates. And that's another thing I will say to the ladies out there and guys. For guys, you know, remember what Jen said earlier. A woman might take a little bit of time. I mean, if a guy's just into sex, first of all, men and women are both into sex. So it's not like, she's not into sex. Don't think that. Just give it some time. Be respectful. I mean, yeah, you got to do that. And it's the same thing for the ladies out there. Sometimes you got to make eye contact, smile, open up. Like this gal on the street, she's basically kind of being nice and opening up versus putting the head down, looking away. You know, you know when someone, she's open. So I'm like, okay, got to be, that's a good thing. Got to do that. Don't be afraid that some wacko guy, if it's some, you know, crazy looking guy, maybe you want to be more reserved with how you share that eye contact. But eye contact does help a guy, especially a guy that maybe is not the most confident. I mean, for me, it's just as a time, whatever. But be open to it so the guy would come up to you.
It's so funny that you mentioned that, because that's actually one of the things that I talked about in the report that I wrote, Seven Steps to Manifesting Your Beloved, was
and
how...
I didn't read it.
You didn't read it. We're just sort of on the same wavelength right now. I actually put some evidence from a site called The Date Report, and they were talking about what makes men and women attractive to each other. And the number one thing, well, you know what? I'm gonna leave it as a mystery. You have to go get
leave
the
it as a mystery.
But
yeah,
they do talk about what makes men and women attractive, and it's not what you think. It's not, you know, big breasts or being tall, or it's something that you have control over. I'll leave it at that. So
shine your light.
Exactly. It has to do with confidence. Smiling might
no
be mentioned,
doubt.
But
posture helps with the confidence. You have good posture.
I talk about that too. Thank you.
Wow, we're covering all the good. Well, you and I are on the same wavelength.
Right.
We met as you go check out right. September 23rd. You'll see how Jen and I met. But Jen, let's get to these top 10 first dates, because I got a couple I want to throw in there. Let's just go quickly, about 5 minutes or so. What do you think? So let's. What are some good first dates? Anybody want to give us a shout out? I mean, we missed a call one or two, Jen, by the way.
Oh, we did?
Well, I mean, I got to click call on back. It. I got to click. Well, I can't call back.
Tell
them to call back.
Back.
Yeah,
we're
the number
now.
Pops up. Sorry, I'm not quick to jump on this darn thing. But let's give some, what do you think? Give me a top first date.
Ooh, top first date. You know, first date or first meeting? And did we meet?
Wait a minute. We're calling this whatever meeting. First time that you're physically not like you met her like on the street. I'm talking guy made the effort, whatever.
Okay.
Hey, do you want to get together for coffee? Whatever.
Okay. You know, I really. Okay. So I have to say, I really think, and I know this is what you want to hear on your show, so I'm sorry in advance, but I really think if it's the right person, it really doesn't matter where you meet. But that being said, you know, I think for a first date, it's fine to go with the basics. You know, go out to coffee, go out to dinner.
Wait a minute. You're not going to ramble. We're going to go, you're going to say one, then I'm going to say one.
Oh,
let's
okay.
not give you rambling.
All
we're
right,
going
right.
to come up with 10. Give me one.
Okay.
Coffee? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, meet at a coffee shop.
Okay. All right. She's got low key. Me, go for a hike. Griffith
nice.
Park is awesome, because for me, if the chick's not into a hike, next.
Okay.
I mean, if she can't get out there and walk 2 miles with me on a
right.
Then
okay.
I don't want that. Okay. Hike.
That's a good way of distilling
what
out.
What about you?
Yoga.
Yeah, because I'm specific. That's another thing. I'm going to do things that work for me. I want to attract the person that's, right, kind of mimics what I'm into, or at least has these values.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not going to take her to a bar.
Okay.
But, okay.
Right. No, that's great, Rich. I think you're on. That's
there. You go.
You're
wow.
On the right
I'm
tangent.
On the right track.
He's
but
on,
I'm
he's
so
on the
far
right tangent.
Okay.
Okay.
On the, okay
you'll
number.
Get there.
Pick another.
Yoga class.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Now that's if a guy has never done yoga before, and a chick asks him to a yoga class, and he goes, "Honey, he likes you."
Yep.
Trust me.
I would agree with that
right,
statement.
No doubt. It's not like you're asking him to go take a body works or whatever class. Yeah, yoga is a serious thing. So if a guy's willing to do that. Matter of fact, a good friend of mine, give a shout out to Elizabeth. She's listening. Her boyfriend, who never took yoga, started taking it with her. And, you know, it was like you could tell he really cares about her. And I said, hey, that's a good thing. The guy's doing it with you versus another friend of mine whose boyfriend. I would never do that. I said, get rid of that guy. And she did anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one way. You
okay.
Know,
how about this one?
Lifestyle stuff.
Does this count?
What?
Take a shower.
Well,
I mean, that works for a first date for me, but I don't know if that's
you know.
Be-
it all depends on. I mean,
all right. Let me change it. That's not a good one. I'm cutting you off because what do you?
Hey, well, once you're in a relationship, well, you know, it's all about what you're going for, and you know, some people can be intimate quickly and it works out, and some people will get freaked out if they do. And I think knowing yourself is the key there.
Right, but I'm gonna take that back. Okay, I'm gonna say miniature golf.
Miniature golf is a great one.
It is.
It is. Miniature golf can be a really, because you know it's sort of silly in its what it is. And it's sort of silly, and you're outside, and you're moving around. And by the way, just on the note, I went miniature golfing once with a guy, and then he made me do the batting cages. And I really didn't want to do it because I was kind of tired or whatever, and I broke my finger.
No, you don't want to do the batting cages.
Yeah.
The miniature golf
is
good.
No batting cages.
All right. Wow, the time goes so quick. We only have a couple minutes. All right, let's get these. Throw another one.
Don't do movies. Here, you throw in one while I'm thinking about it, because you're kind of putting me on the spot.
What I like, well, I took a gal to the Franklin Institute, which is a museum. I like museums because you can kind of walk around, get a flavor, whatever. You don't have to talk a whole lot, but you still can in certain places. I like museums or places like that.
Okay. So now you're making me think of like going to like a pier, like an amusement park, like the Santa Monica pier.
I like that. Amusement park or pier.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. See, none of these are huge money. You know, in New York, it used to be you got to take her to dinner, then you're drinking. I mean, everything was about booze and food, and you drop $200-$300 and this is not what we're talking about. I like that.
I just thought of something.
What do you think?
Kind of on the yoga tangent, but maybe going to like a group meditation or some kind of other workshop or something of that nature where you're sort of engaged in activity and then you can talk afterwards.
Wow. I don't like that one. I'm not going to that one. I'm not going to that one.
I like that
one. And you definitely don't want to be bringing them to like a family function.
Yeah, not on a first date. It'll make me a little pressure.
Yeah, the group meditation one. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
What about like a screening, like a movie screening?
I like that, like an event.
Yeah.
I went to an art gallery opening once with a first date. That was really cool.
Yeah.
That was good.
Are we up to 10 yet?
I think we got them. Coffee, hike, yoga, mini golf. We got museum, the pier, amusement, meditation, art gallery. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I think I'm a pretty good list there.
Yeah. 9 and 10. Anybody? Anything else? What else? Wow. Man,
questions?
This went quick. Well, we're going to leave it at 8 and let them finish it up with their last 2.
Okay.
I don't know, Jen. This went so quick. What do you think?
It flew by.
Flew by. Well, hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks to Jennifer Gaynor-Yaker. Check her website out, consciousdatingandrelating.com. Get the free gift. Right, Jen?
Yes, thank
cool.
you.
We're going to have you back again talking past lives. So, hey, guys, you want to check out the show again, the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks, my website, richtola.com. And tune in tomorrow. We have the director, West Coast director for Dress for Success. That's a great foundation.
Yes.
So check that out. Rena's going to be in here on the phone. And there you go, guys. Really enjoyed it today. I'm Rich Toll. And remember, dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.